Joe Biden again travels home during CDC travel restrictions. By Wendell Hasebo on March 4, 2021. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked on Thursday if President Joe Biden should set a better example about personal travel during the pandemic, as he plans to fly to Wilmington, Delaware, for the weekend again. The CDC does still urge people not to travel for personal reasons, the reporter prefaced, but should the president be doing more to set an example about personal travel during the pandemic? The reporter asked. The president lives in Wilmington. It's his home. It's where he's lived for many, many years. And as you know, as any president of the United States does, he takes a private airplane, called Air Force One, to travel there, Psaki responded. Biden's press secretary Jen Psaki says that it's okay for Biden to ignore his COVID guidelines for personal travel because he can use a private plane. pic.twitter.com/dzt9qfn4r2. RNC Research, Etrink Research, March 4, 2021. That is, of course, unique from most Americans, she continued, but I think most Americans would also see that as a unique circumstance. Citing that Biden lives in Wilmington, Delaware, is the newest reason why Biden is breaking CDC guidelines to travel home. Traditionally, the United States president relocates to live in Washington, D.C., during his presidency. Whatever the reasons for Biden's desire to travel home, Biden has asked Americans to refrain from travel numerous times due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden asked citizens in November to isolate themselves during one of America's most significant holidays, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Biden family. And while I know this isn't the way many of us hope to spend the holiday, the small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans. pic.twitter.com/formhofichv. Joe Biden, at Joe Biden, November 26, 2020. And again on December 4, Biden asked Americans not to travel for Christmas. You cannot be traveling during these holidays, as much as you want to, Biden, speaking from Wilmington, told a group of workers and small business owners during a virtual briefing. He reiterated in January, "I recognize that I'm asking everyone to make a tremendous sacrifice. That's why I'm issuing a stay-at-home order only for a time when there's something really good on TV," referring to the NFL Super Bowl game on February 7.